Kraus Hospital runs the only center in the region that helps people kick heroin addictions by prescribing and administering methadone. But the program can't keep up with the number of people who want help. Center Director Monica Taylor says she's unable to do much for people who have reached a crisis point.
They lost family, they might be homeless, they've lost jobs, they're sick from, you know, using heroin and other opiates, and they finally decided that they need help. To pick up that phone and finally say, okay, I need help. And then they are being told you can put your name on a wait list and, you know, maybe a year later you can get into the program. That's just very difficult.
Right now, Taylor says they have 600 patients in treatment, but another 500 on a waiting list. The state legislature approved $400,000 to help Kraus expand the program. State Assembly Speaker Carl Heastie was in Syracuse to announce the funding that follows a surge in the heroin and other opiates problem.
Heroin addiction kind of died down a little, and now it's come back. I think this is a more of a wake-up call to us that, you know, just a one-year grant means that it's going to solve our problems. This is going to have to be an ongoing discussion where we'll have to look at this every year, look and see if more resources are required or other things that helps us to address this crisis.
Heastie was joined by Assembly members Bill Magnarelli and Al Sturpe, who say they're poised to offer more help next year if needed. In the first 6 months of the year, they've taken on 110 new patients for heroin and opiate addiction. But during the same time period, they've had to put 190 more names on the waiting list. Chris Bolt, WAER News.